I have been playing this week with trying to live in the present moment. And as silly as it seems to say, what does living in the present moment mean? What does that mean? Because I've had so much of my past dictating what my future is going to be, and then so much thinking about what my future is going to be, that living in the present moment has always meant like, you know, just kind of living out life. But now I am consciously focused on being present. And being present means what? Just like walking my dog? Or does it mean just, you know,
being... Actually, it means being mindful of the present. Of the present. So, it means that when you decide to think of the past, to play with memory or update or change a belief or seek information from the past, you're clear that you're in the present deciding to think of the past. So like I was saying, speaking negative, you want to tell a doctor everything that's wrong, everything. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, that it might have meaning to them. When you go to a therapist for counseling, you're paying for a segment of time to vent, right? That's different than whining all day long to anybody who will listen. When you're just complaining all day long to anybody who will listen, you're creating from that frequency, okay? So it's the same principle. So when you're in your day and your mind is disengaged from the present moment of what you're doing, because it's worried about something that happened that you can't even change, or it's worried about something that hasn't happened, so you're making that all up, that's not being present. But if you're practicing present, and it is a practice because it's a skill set that we've not yet evolved to hold consistently. If you're practicing presence, it means that you are bringing your consciousness into your physical experience, your emotional experience, your energetic experience in whatever you're doing. So for me to be fully present right now, it means that I can feel the chair beneath me. I can feel how my feet are, what shoes I have on, the sweater. I can feel my hair, my jewelry. I'm aware of who's in the room. I'm not thinking about the drive. I'm not thinking about getting home. I'm not thinking about what I did or didn't finish today. I'm not thinking past or future. I'm really present here. Okay, does that help a little bit? And so if you're present walking the dog, it means you would be listening. You would hear the sounds of the feet, your feet. Are you walking on gravel or are you walking on pavement? You would be aware of the temperature. You would be aware of your breath. You would be aware of the breeze, the beauty you see around you. You would be aware of where you are, the pleasure you're deriving from it. You would be aware at some level that you're, wow, I'm getting some sun, this is good, vitamin D. You would just be in the experience of walking the dog with great consciousness. Does that make sense? It's a tricky challenge, practice. If you're washing your hands or dishes, you would be aware of the soap, the temperature of the water, the feel of what you're doing, that it gets clean, the gratitude that you have dishes to wash. It would all be in this, not after this I gotta, you know, pick up dog food and do something and make a phone call. It would be very present time. So it's a challenge for all of us. Again, we haven't evolved quite to that level yet. One thing I can tell you is food tastes better if whoever's fixing it is very present. That's putting the good mojo in the food, right? And you can really project a lot of energy into water or food like that and do a good job. Yes?
I want to add something to that. This week I've been thinking about how to not let things...
Hang on one second. Yeah. Ellen, can you scoot up a little more? Thanks so much. Okay, so how to not let things...
How to not let things bring me back to a past negative connotation about something. Like, I'll give you an example. I'm doing filing, and there's a couple jobs I have that I have regrets about, either the way I left or, you know, and it's over. It's in the past now. And so what I'm finding is sometimes just throw away that tablet with the name of the school that... You know, that you don't want to ever teach that again or whatever it is. So, anyway.
Do you ever sing to the little kids?
I'm not much of a singer, but yes.
Well, nobody's going to hear you.
Little bitty kids love song. They don't care if you sing well or not. So, yes, I do.
Okay. Well, a really fast way for you to break the pattern. Uh-huh. So, the pattern you're re-experiencing is the mind wants to give you what it's familiar with, associating with what you're doing.
A yucky past memory that I don't want to go back there.
So, a really fast way, and this is not for me, this is coming through because it's so off the wall, mm-hmm. and why I interrupted you, is... sing what you're doing. I am now just throwing this notebook away. Yeah. Sing like you would to a child. My mom used to do that to my kids. You know, I'm going to have a glass of milk. I mean, she would just sing whatever she was doing for them. Uh-huh. And they loved it.
Yeah.
They loved it. I never did that, but they loved that with their grandmother. But if you were to just sing, it would just so wig out your brain that it couldn't go to that pattern. We're talking about a pattern. Right?
I'll do anything.
And if you have to sing it, you're not going to go into the old, singing is, you know, unless you're wailing, is counterproductive to digging in the past for it, you know, so sing anything but country western, right? Make it a ditty like you're singing to the kids. You're just, this is what I'm doing, and I'm glad to get rid of it, and this is going here, and I'm moving on to this, and that will rewire you really quickly.
Thank you. That's a great.
I will have you know that on the drive over here, Kenny Rogers, the greatest, started. And I just went through that like 6 times on the right and just smiled all the way on the inside.
Okay, I take it back. Don't sing like most country westerns. So on that note, guys, for tapping, there's a psychologist. He gives all his clients country western CDs, and he says, take this home, listen to it, and tap with it. Because country western covers death, divorce, alcoholism, unemployment. Am I missing anything? Adultery, yeah, betrayal,
cheating,
all of it.